This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you for always joining the show, for being there with me, for, you know, even if you're just checking in, I very much appreciate that, more than you know. You know, you really do got to get involved in the conversation. You have to head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion and 17 million things you could do up there. But the biggest thing you could do, the one that would make me the happiest, is buy my book. Yeah, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff you've been taught, told, to hate, to be afraid of, not to be involved with. And you need to be involved. You need to be involved so you can push back. You can get the information from the book. I'm telling you, I am so tired of people that say that they're not into labels, they're not into hating, they're not into all this stuff, and yet, what do? That's all they do. Is they're hating on guys like me, they're labeling guys like me, and they're telling you that they don't like labels. I mean, I don't know, that sounds like a medical issue to me, doesn't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you got anything you want to say, talk about, deal with. David Sussman's going to join me after the break. He's the host at Whiskey Politics, a long-form interview television show where Dave has all kinds of luminaries on who are making the news. Now, he has joined a group, I hadn't put it out there yet, but we, you know what, I don't think I want to put it out there yet anyway. Should I? You don't help.
I'm no help. I'm helping in other things. I'm not listening to you.
Okay. I'm just here with you. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you guys with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. Yeah, Dave and I will talk about the network when he comes on. All right? That'll make it easier for everybody anyhow. I want to make sure that you guys understand what the left is doing. Yeah, I'm disappointed in Trump's performance today, for lack of a better term. That doesn't mean I'm mad at him. It doesn't mean I want him out. It doesn't. So don't, please. You know, it makes it very hard for us to fight for you. I was at an event this weekend, and I was talking about getting along with people who don't, other Republicans, other conservatives, other people who don't support Trump or don't love Trump. And I had somebody come back at me afterward and say, you know, well, I need to know, do you support Trump? And it felt like saying, did you not listen to what I said, or did you just have a preconceived notion of what you think I said based on some of the comments I made? And you guys on the right that are, and I'm just coining this phrase because you do, always Trumpers, if you would. If you're going to come down to somebody for criticizing something that Trump does, one thing that Trump does or what have you, you're part of the problem. Seriously, you're part of the problem. And the reason you're part of the problem, if you think about it, is I should not be afraid to talk to my own people. You heard me. My own people, when I feel like the president, or even somebody in the party, has done something wrong. Right? Come on, seriously. You really have to understand that if we can't openly talk with each other, if we can't criticize, if we can't call our people out when they do extremely dumb things, that's a problem. At least in my mind it is. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And don't be afraid to call them out. I don't care if it's me, your school board member, your city council member, your whatever, whatever, whatever. Do not be afraid to call them out. It makes me nuts when you try to strike fear in the hearts of other conservatives and or Republicans because you don't want them to say anything bad about Trump. All right. I think I beat that one enough. Right? What do you think? So more of this, I don't know, love Trump's hate confusion. You know, I love this stuff because, you know, I'm always told that they're going to take the high road when we take the low road, although I haven't quite figured out what that low and high road thing is all about. You know, they carry these signs as they're burning down buildings, smashing windows, jumping up police cars. They're carrying these signs that say love Trump's hate. So there's no way in the world that those people aren't delusional, that there isn't something wrong with them. So if you see them coming down the street, go in a different direction, go the other way, stay away. Now, new reports are popping up every week about conservatives being denied service at restaurants, you know, being accosted, if you would, or attacked at a restaurant or a gas station or a supermarket or wherever. Now, six Republican campaign volunteers have a similar story. They say they were kicked out of an Uber on Saturday in Raleigh, North Carolina, as their driver told them, "Welcome to the resistance." Mary Russell, a volunteer, and Chris Godby, the executive director of the Young Republican National Federation, sat down with the Daily Caller to share their horrifying experience. Their crime? Talking about politics amongst themselves in front of the driver, who apparently didn't agree with anything they had to say. The Daily Caller reached out to Uber. Spokesperson said that they were looking into the situation. Yeah, you'll never see anything. Nothing will ever come out of it. Republican Congressman Mark Meadows heard about the incident and took to Twitter to offer a $100 gift card for Lyft to those involved in the incident, which I think is a great idea. Right? And I'll tell you what I would do is, here's what you do if you're a Lyft or an Uber driver, right? This is what I would do. I'm not telling you to do it. I would put a MAGA sticker in my window. I would put a MAGA sticker or something on my profile. That's what I would do. And you know what? You'll need two or three more cars to handle all the traffic. I am not joking. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. You're going to love the conversation after the break. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me. Okay?
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
You're back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and all that fun stuff that we talk about on a regular basis. But really, you got to get involved. You got to get engaged. Otherwise, you know what? You're spewing the party line. You're doing all the things that we rail on this show on a regular basis. Right? You got to have a mind of your own. You have to know why you defend. Why are you Republican? Why are you a Democrat? Why are you a Christian? Why do you subscribe to these things? So, like I always say, don't just spew the party line because you know better than they are at that point. And you know who they are. You know what I mean by that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to introduce my next guest. David Sussman is the host of Whiskey Politics, which I think that's a great name in and of itself. He's a long-form interview television show where Dave has the luminaries who are making the news from White House insiders and politicians to actors, authors, and journalists. You know, I don't bring actors on my show, Dave. I can't stand them. They just lie all the time. See, you know what I'm saying? That's what they do. They play a liar. So anyway, Dave, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, always. Listen, I'm sure you did this on your show and you've been talking about this, but, you know, did Trump, in your mind, I just got to ask you, did Trump disappoint you today? And if he did, why? If he didn't, why not?
I would have liked to have seen him come out a little bit stronger, but, you know, one of the things that I've learned about this president in the year and a half he's been president is that you really probably shouldn't second guess him. You know, this four-dimensional chess, I don't know if he's doing that with Russia, but, you know, maybe he's just doing the keep your friends close and enemies closer. I haven't watched much of the news tonight, but from what I have seen on social media, the left's heads are exploding, first time since yesterday. And, you know, listen, all of a sudden Russia is the evil empire. It wasn't at, 2012, Obama said the 80s called and want the foreign policy back when Romney was talking about this. So, I, you know, would I have liked him to said something a little stronger personally? Yes. But I do very much a wait and see with this guy.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I don't know exactly where this is going to end up. But what really irritates me about this is that not a word, not a peep from the peanut gallery when Obama was out there and he was trying to make nice with the Castro brothers, right? Raul, one of the biggest animals on the planet, and he's playing the wave in a baseball game with the guy. Do you know what I'm saying? This was okay. This was acceptable. This was, I don't even know what this was. I don't even know how they get away with this. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, there's a lot of tinfoil hatters are out there right now trying to, you know, they're scratching their heads. And some are saying, and I don't think this is a far stretch, that there's some major dirt on the Democrats, the FBI, Clintons, and the Obamas that have come out of that hack that the Russians did. And Trump is keeping his powder dry on this. He's going to take the hits right now, but the stuff that he may have that has come through some of the hacks that Russia did, you know, maybe he's going to hold on to that and dump it at the election, 18 or 20.
That would be great. That would be glorious, because if what you're saying is true, or what might be true, then I think that's why you're right. They're petrified on the other side. They're waiting for that to hit. And I think I had heard today that there was supposed to be kind of an agreement that was drawn up between the Republicans and the Democrats. And if any dirt came up from this kind of thing, they were going to agree not to use it in the campaign. And the Republicans wouldn't sign on to it, which I think is probably one of the first times they've been smart enough to pull off something like that, you know?
Yeah, so they're saying that, oh, if you find any dirt on us, you agree not to use it? Is that really?
That's what they're trying to come to an agreement with, and the Republicans won't respond to it. The Dems are so if the Dems are the one pushing this, I don't know, just saying.
This is the left have become a perpetual elementary school child, and the way that they react emotionally, and now that the way that they're dealing and trying to haggle, this is like lunchbox swapping. It's insane.
I said the same thing. This is like most of the time. This is like high school fighting. You know, Schumer comes out and says, you know, that basically the bottom line with this is that until Trump starts really being presidential like a Democrat would be a president, they're not going to support him. I'm thinking to myself, did you not get the message? I mean, were you like comatose during the November election? They gave up your management style. I refer to them as management styles. They kicked out your management style. They're not interested in the way the Democrats have been ruling. When you look at the governorships and the houses, you know, the legislative houses that turned over, there's a problem, and they still have a problem, don't they, coming into the November election, the Dems?
Oh, Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen, it's a disaster. And I know that, you know, you just came back from the convention like I did as well. And I've been to several of these over the years. I go to pretty much every major one to do our interviews. And there's an energy happening right now on the right. I don't know if we can – hopefully we don't get used to this because we have to continue fighting. But it's – all of a sudden, it's the left that are on back on their heels. And many – you know, classic libertarians or classic liberals, I should say, moderate liberals, you know, they're scratching their heads. They're looking around. They're saying, what the heck has happened to our party? and you know, Trump is winning and today's news cycle is going to be replaced by tomorrow's news cycle. And they just can't seem to get any traction on any of their outrage. So, yeah, I'm pretty optimistic right now.
Well, you're in the belly of the beast like I am. We both hail. Our shows come from California. And you've got... You heard Feinstein lost the nomination of her party. Not the nomination, but she didn't get the endorsement of her party, which I think is really funny because she got, what, 6 or 7 times the votes that he got?
Yeah. So the guy, and I forget his name, the guy that's getting the DNC support, he is...
De Leon,
that's right.
Yeah.
He is
wonderful.
An extreme liberal, which isn't extreme anymore. It's just who liberals are, especially in the state of California. He comes from the Kamala Harris School of Progressive Frankfurt School. And, you know, this is the direction that they want to take. You see this in New York with, what's her name? Cortez. You know, go for it, guys. Do it. Continue moving to the left. It's going to take you 3 generations to return back to the middle because you guys are raising a bunch of sniveling crybaby pajama boys who all of a sudden, by the age of 30 and 40, when they're not successful in this world, are going to wake up. But, you know, again, coming back to the energy that we just talked about over the weekend, you know, I'm enjoying this. It's just a very enjoyable experience watching this.
Well, no, it is great. Listen, can you hang on another segment with me?
Absolutely.
All right, that's great. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Dave Sussman, the host of Whiskey Politics, joining me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The breaking news crawl Fox News ran after the summit between the president and Russian President Vladimir Putin said, quote, Trump throws U.S. intel agencies under a bus at summit. Putin told Fox News in a sit-down with Chris Wallace that it's utterly ridiculous that some people think the Russians could have swayed millions of American voters in the 2016 election, and Putin insisted his country does not have dirt on President Trump or his family. During a joint news conference, Trump stressed the importance of the two superpowers getting along, but members of his own party are critical of the president appearing to agree with Putin over at the U.S. intelligence community, including Senator Jeff Flake.
The Senate ought to very quickly pass legislation and resolution in support of the conclusions of the FBI and DOJ with these indictments and reaffirm our commitment to hold Russia to account.
Republican John McCain said, quote, no prior president has ever abased himself more abjectly before a tyrant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
And you don't want to be like me, seriously. I'm Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, head up to the website. You know, you want something from me every day. I want something from you. Give me your email address, okay? Just give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. I don't beat you up with it. I don't drive you nuts. I hope I don't drive you nuts with it. I let you know who might be on the show, the topics we're going to discuss, that kind of thing. And then that way there, you can decide when to watch, when not to watch, when to listen, not to listen, and you can help support our sponsors. Because really, you know, without the sponsors, I ain't here, because you guys ain't giving up enough money. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Let me bring him on. I recently met, got to know him. We've actually joined the same network, you know, online network, and his name is David Sussman. He's the host of Whiskey Politics, which is a great name, Dave. I love that name, Dave. Whiskey Politics, a long form interview television show, and Dave gets into some of these issues that we can't, because you know I've got to take commercial breaks again. Unless you guys want to send me the money, we can kill the commercial breaks. Dave, thanks for being with me.
Oh, a pleasure. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate the time.
That's what capitalism's all about, right? I mean, we want to make some money at this. So
yeah.
We were having some fun, though, with California politics. I mean, I tell people all the time, if you want to see what this country would look like run by Democrats, if Democrats had total control, look at California. The state of California, we've got among the poorest in the country here. In San Francisco, one of the most beautiful cities in the country at one point in time. Now we have human feces, we have needles, we have people sleeping in the streets. I mean, this state is out of control. And they want to go further left, right, with De Leon. You know the story about De Leon and his family, right?
Remind me.
Yeah. Well, they all came here. They came here illegally. De Leon was given a speech. He said that his family had to steal identities because it's the only way to get into America nowadays, or the U.S., although it's the only way to get in if you don't want to do it the legal way. But, I mean, it's the only way to get here, and it was the only way they could get working so they could realize the American dream. So now the American dream is to come here illegally, steal somebody's name, and go to work. I had not learned that in school. You?
No. But this is what the new Mexican president is talking about doing, right? I mean, you know, he ran on the idea that Mexico has the right to come into America. Essentially, bottom line.
While building a new border police force for the southern border to keep them out of his country.
Yeah, he doesn't want illegal immigration into his country, but he's going to send everybody up to us. And the guy won in the landslide, Amador. This is incredible to me. It's like a topsy-turvy world.
Oh, and you know, I know you have a lot to say about this. I was joking about the Love Trump Hates movement. And I said, you know, I saw all those signs, and it was really cool because I'm not the smartest guy in the room usually. And here I am sitting there watching him on TV. I watch the Love Trump Hates signs as they're kicking in windows and stomping on police cars and punching people in the face. And you see this as the days go on. Look what happened, you know, with Sarah Huckabee Sanders and recently the ladies that were thrown out of an Uber cab or a Lyft ride or what have you because they were talking politics and how much they love Trump. This is the love Trump's hate. Apparently, either they use a different dictionary or I'm very ignorant. I mean, don't you see this thing getting worse?
Yeah, I mean, this is just a gradual increase in the insanity that's coming from the left, whether it's Maxine Waters or... And here's the problem with it. I mean, you know, we've been talking about this now for a couple of weeks. It's not like it's unprecedented. It's not like we don't have any examples of violence taking place. You had a Bernie guy shoot up a baseball game just a year ago.
That's right.
So this is a real threat. And don't tell me there's nobody unhinged on the left that isn't sitting there right now, doing the Steve Buscemi, putting lipstick on his face, you know, writing his list of people he wants to kill, you know, and they're sponsoring this. Anything that happens, anybody that's going to be killed or incapacitated in any way, I think the blame should fall on the feet of Maxine Waters, on Schumer, who is just weak. As soon as they came out and started calling them racists, as soon as they came out and said that the Democratic Party not standing behind Maxine Waters, it means that they are racist. You know, you gotta think to yourself. People like Chuck Schumer have just got to be saying to themselves, "Oh my God, what have we built here?"
They've got nothing. They always touted themselves as being the big tent group, right? That they accepted everybody. Now by accepting everybody and having no guidelines, you know, remember the Republican Party wasn't supposed to be around according to them. Years ago, they kept talking about how we were imploding, we were falling apart. They have they don't even know who their leader is anymore, do they?
In 2016, the very beginning of the year, I wrote an article called The End of Conservatism. And it was in relation to an article that came out in the New York Times in 2014 that the New York Times believed that the Republican Party and conservatism in general, generally speaking, did not have a future. The future was in progressivism. And they were using a lot of different statistics, even though the Tea Party came in 2010 and took over the House, and in 2014 took over the Senate. The fact is that the New York Times made a blanket statement saying end of conservatism is dead. And if you take a look at the landscape today, there's nobody among all of us who are right of center in 2010 and 2012 would have predicted where we are right now. The states, the governorships, Congress, the White House, it's incredible.
No, you're exactly right. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed we did as well as we did in the last election, like you back in 2014 when we actually started to take things back. I wrote an article, too, that said, we won, now what? If we do not get rid of the old guard leadership in the Republican Party, we're not going to go anywhere. We're not going to make any major changes. And I don't believe I believe we've moved forward, but I don't believe we've made the impact we could have made if the old guard wasn't in the way. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, and the old guard is still in the way. I mean, I just got back from Vegas. I know you did as well. And I met a couple of folks there that, you know, have written some really scathing interviews. One of them is initials, the same initials as our very first president and the same first name. You know, the fact is that they are still out there. They're still biting at the ankles of conservatism. They hate this president. They can't stand not being invited into the inner circle of the White House anymore. It is purely ego. And quite frankly, I'm really disappointed because there's some folks out there that I respected highly over the years, good conservative writers and pundits, and they are just as unhinged as many on the left.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was shocked, too. I was shocked at some of the things that I saw go down. But the one I wasn't shocked at, and we only got a couple of minutes left, but the one that I wasn't shocked at was Paul...
Ryan?
Speaker of the House. Paul, yeah, I lost it. Paul Ryan, right? I mean, I've been calling him a progressive Republican for years. And in the last year or so, you have seen it, and you have seen it big time. I am actually happy to see him go. What's your thoughts?
I'm a fan of Ryan. I was happy he was on the as the vice president on the Romney ticket in 2012. He's a good fiscal conservative, and he's a budget-minded guy, and he's brilliant when it comes to understanding the inner workings of Congress. I think he's going to be missed. However, there are some things that he has done. Listen, the guy is walking a tightrope, okay? He has to keep his caucus together. I wouldn't want his job for all the money
That's
in the world.
I wouldn't either.
Okay, because he's got to keep the balance. But no, listen, he came out very strong against the president today. Many conservatives came out strong against the president today. And it's understandable. Maybe he shouldn't have hit the Democrats so hard in a press conference with Russia. You know, there's certain places and times for that. But I think he's going to be missed. I'm hoping that it's going to be another strong conservative that comes from the Janesville, geography out of Wisconsin, and we continue to grow.
Yeah, I agree with you. I talked about earlier that I think the president could have done a better job today. Dave, where do people find you, find your show, and read what you put up?
Thanks. You can find us, Whiskey Politics is on YouTube, as you just mentioned, the new America's Voice News Network. You can find us at whiskeypolitics.net. If you watch the videos, watch us on YouTube, and if you like to listen, subscribe to Whiskey Politics on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and you can find us on the Ricochet Network.
Always, Dave, I'll have you on more often because I love the conversation. I tell people all the time, we don't all have to be exactly on the same page to get along, and I think we need to see more of that, even among our own.
Likewise, John. I'd love to have you on ours.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for being with me.
Cheers.
Yep. You know, guys, it's true. It's always true. So that's Dave Sussman, and go looking for him at Whiskey Politics. And we've been saying it for a long time. We have got to stop. We've got to start supporting our own. We have to start supporting people that are on the same page. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and long and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
On GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, having a lot of fun, just being involved. I mean, we definitely talk about things on this show that I'm told that old white guys should never talk about. Although I don't really know what that means. Seriously. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend, that you're on the air with us in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being a part of the conversation. I don't even know how to deal with this. All right? I mean, this is just so far off base in my mind. I don't even know where to start with this, right? Wonder when you're looking at the opposite sex, same sex, or unknown sex, whether you're a heterosexual, lesbian, gay, or bisexual? Well, let me just give you a few questions that might be able to help you out. What do you think? This gets worse as the days go on, people. So there's a new sexual orientation quiz that's being given to junior high school kids. They actually give you a YouTube to the I'm not going to help them at all. And so this is a sexual orientation quiz. The scenario is describing different sexual orientation, circle the word corresponding to whether the person is heterosexual, lesbian, gay, or bisexual. Right? I love it. I think it's hilarious. A girl who also identified herself as heterosexual all her life, but finds herself sexually attracted to a new female classmate, is heterosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or have had too much to drink. I mean, seriously, why? What is going on here with this? A boy who has never felt sexually attracted to anyone or had a sexual relationship, heterosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, or fourth one would be, choose to abstain. Maybe he's chosen abstinence. Right? A teenage boy who has identified himself as gay since middle school, but has twice cheated on his boyfriend by having sexual encounters with a girl. Again, the same. They're all the same four choices. I guess what I'm getting at, though, is you're dealing, you know, what happened to math, science, history, English, right? High school girl who had a sexual encounter with a female classmate a year ago, but has since only had sexual encounters with boys, multitude. I'm sorry, is having way too much sex. Forget the other four choices. I mean, really, think about this. Now, there is no, you know, little Mary shouldn't be having this much sex. Why is she having sex with boys multitude in a year? I don't know. Let me see. A boy who dates a bisexual girl 1 year after breaking up with his boyfriend is heterosexual, lesbian, gay, or bisexual. Well, why? See, and I'd want to know why he broke up with his boyfriend. Yeah. Maybe he wasn't attracted to men. See, this. Maybe he wasn't attracted to boys anymore. Right? I mean, or is that impossible? A girl who's psychologically, emotionally, now I want you, I'm reading these to you because I want you to know this is what your kids are bringing home. This is what's being taught in schools around you. A girl who psychologically, emotionally, and socially prefers the company of girls over boys, but whose sexual experience has been entirely with boys is, how about just a girl? A woman. I mean, how many times, if you're an adult, you've talked to other women, obviously, you know, male talking to them, they love being with each other. They love talking about girl things. Guys like being with each other and just grunting. That doesn't mean anything. It has nothing to do with sexual orientation. I mean, I don't know when this stuff stops. A girl who's had many romantic relationships with a girl and does not want to be in a relationship with boys. I mean, again, what is this? Why? What? This is a student activity workshop. And the book is called Options. Actually, the group that put the book out is called Options for Youth Incorporated. Look them up. And it's from a health class. So you can't even opt out of it. This is not sexual oriented. This is not sex ed. This is now health. And that's what we've come to. And you better believe I'm going to take some heat for this because, you know, people know that I'm on a school board. And how dare I talk about this about, you know, kids that might be feeling the same thing. No, I'm talking about the adults that think this is all okay without checking with the parents first. I'm talking about adults that think this is health. How is this health? I don't need you telling my kid, showing my kid, discussing with my children how to have safe sex with the same sex or other sex or whatever sex. Right? This is just nuts. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Look, forget the fact that I'm on a school board. I resent the fact that this goes on because the parents don't get to be involved. The parents don't get to decide. Now, they need to step up. Parents definitely need to step up their game and get more engaged. Right? And you can't keep complaining about where this stuff is going and what's going on with it until you've actually engaged. Until you've actually sat there and decided that okay, I've had enough of this craziness. It might be going on in other parts of the country. It's coming this way. Seriously. See, can I pull this off? Yeah, I can pull this off. Let's talk a little bit about David Strzok, the arrogant little man from the FBI. And I say that because when you have that kind of attitude, now here's a man who's cheating on his wife, gets upset when you call him on it, wrote all those things and tried to tell us that he could still stay separated. You know, just negative on Trump all the way, but he can still do an investigation that's not partial. Even though he was working on Hillary's and couldn't find anything wrong with what she was doing for all intents and purposes. That this thing with Trump was much bigger than anything she had done. And when you watch him there, and you watch his, how he's responding to them, his body language, what he's saying, what he's doing, it was just sickening. But what brought that arrogance on? No, seriously, what brought that arrogance? What makes him sit there with the smirking and the sneering and everything else? Now, again, I'm not saying for any stretch of the imagination that the majority of rank and file is corrupt. We're talking about, and I've talked to people at the FBI who say the same thing. It's not the rank and file. It's their supervisors. It's the people in the upper offices. And because they accept and they cover up for the corrupt actions of others, these guys can get away with it. And they can feel safe in their answers. They can feel safe in what they're doing. You know, Kurt Gowdy last week, when he was interviewing him, he was asking him questions like, how many interviews had been done before, you went to Hillary or did this or did that. And he would say, I'm not allowed to talk about that because it's an ongoing investigation. And Gowdy says, well, that's funny because I have the number and it's not classified. Here's the number of interviews you did. Here's the number of people you saw. Here's the number of write-ups you did. And he was able to give it to him after he said he couldn't say it because it was classified information. So apparently somebody at the FBI must have declassified it and sent it to the press because it had been printed and it was all over the place. So he was lying. And he was using the FBI attorneys as cover. And then you saw the childish high school or junior high school at this point, schoolyard games, where the Dems were holding up signs of some of the people that were either involved with the Trump campaign or not, that had pleaded guilty. And they put guilty on there, but they never put down what they pleaded guilty to. Lying to the FBI. Were they told a lie to the FBI? Were they forced by President Trump? And then what did it have to do with? It had to do with stuff they had been doing 5 years, 8 years, 10 years before anything to do with Trump. So it's funny how they could tie all that obscure stuff together, those obscure facts together. But when we have something that hits a home run, it's a lie. Don't you know that? Joe Mancini, your host. You'll sit on the real side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.